You guys are poor! You can't protect the city, man!
Deep Cut Geeks!
Hola, foodios and geekos! I'm that man!
And yo soy Tome those stars!
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, comics, TV shows, movies, general geek news!
And hey, plenty Tom, of other things.
It's been too long, buddy.
It's been super long.
You know what's even more special? It's been long for us. It's been, we've taken like a 2-week hiatus. We did our first ever Movies with the Teen with Larry.
Yep.
And then we had a week off because I was on a trip.
Business-related things.
Yes. And then, so it's been 2 weeks for us, but it's been even longer for our friend Leviticus. And he is here with us today.
The only reason I came tonight is because somebody said that we were making tacos. And I came here, and there's no freaking tacos!
There's no tacos. Where's
the tacos?
No bueno!
We're talking about tacos.
Oh!
That's the Spanish at the beginning.
So don't put it in my mouth. What the hey?
Put the tacos in your mouth. We could... Never mind.
We're taking this podcast mobile to get some tacos.
That's right. We might have to be on the go. Deep Fried Geeks to go.
So, we are talking about tacos today. But first, anything new in the life of Mr. Two Stars?
Two Stars? No. No.
Trying any new food or anything while we've been talking?
Man, not really.
No.
No.
Anything special. I mean, no.
See any good new movies or anything?
No.
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 Your beard is looking pretty long.
You're darn. Yeah, it's
good. Like you're darn right.
How about you, Leviticus? Any new
I had a baby.
A baby!
You did have a baby.
That's why I've been
gone. Came out of him!
Congratulations on having the baby. Was it painful?
Beautiful baby girl. Was. I mean, Crystal stood by me the whole time, held my hand. I pushed that sucker right out.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Your butt's all...
Yeah, no epidural or anything.
All natural Leviticus.
All natural Leviticus.
Yeah.
Fired her out like a cannon.
Yeah. Yeah, got my own little baby taco.
Aww. Muy bueno.
Yeah.
Don't eat that baby. That'd be weird.
No, please.
Oh, you did.
Sorry. Dang it.
Yeah.
Was it good?
That's where she's been.
Baby back tacos.
Yeah.
That'd
be interesting. Like baby back ribs.
You gotta take the bones out, but I would definitely eat
that.
If you could take boneless baby back rib tacos.
Oh, I thought you guys were literally talking about eating babies.
No.
I mean, if we went to a different country.
Get in my belly. Wanna put the baby in my belly.
I had a baby. Or my wife had a baby. I had a baby. It doesn't really matter. I could just still
you
say
have a
I
baby.
Had a baby.
You have it. So
I had.
You had it. You're part of the team.
I had.
We're all men here.
Crystal took it away. I had it.
Did you ever end up seeing Suicide Squad?
No.
No. You did see Sausage Party, though, you said.
Yes.
Cool. So, zero being worst movie ever, 10 being amazing. What would you rank it?
4.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, it's not a movie that I was amazed by, of course.
Oh, okay.
Like that rating is based off of, like, my favoriteest movie to least favoriteest movie. So, it's a good movie. It's a really funny movie. It's a really raunchy movie for you people out there that
you youngins.
Yeah, you youngins. Really raunchy. But I liked it. I thought it was funny. But... I would say it's still worth the money to go see it.
Okay.
It's like borderline not worth it, but you know.
Probably something you could wait till Redbox.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely
watch
a Redbox.
When the kids go to bed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Your baby's less than a year old. You can watch whenever you want.
I saw Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
What was that? Okay. Yeah.
It was everything Kevin Smith said it would be. It was very weird. And out there, it's definitely different for sure. I liked it. It's not my favorite Kevin Smith movie, not my least favorite. But I mean, there's
granted, it did follow Tusk, which was another one of those really weird.
I finally saw Tusk as well.
What is Kevin Smith in it?
Yeah,
Kevin
the Bratzy.
Smith and Yoga Hosers are the Bratzies. He is the Nazi Bratwurst.
The little bitty
foot tall. Have you seen the trailer?
No.
He's the foot tall Nazi Bratwurst.
They're little mutated.
So is it an animated film?
No, it's live action. They're just like little mutated bratwurst that are Nazis.
So it's like 3D done.
Yes, no. It's CG bratwurst.
It's CG, yeah,
but sort of. I mean, they he put a suit on.
He put a suit on, and then they make him miniature.
They just threw. They just kind of imposed him in there.
Put him on a green screen.
Yeah. So what'd you think about Tusk?
I like Tusk.
I didn't like Tusk.
I enjoyed. Did you watch it all the way through?
I could not watch it all the way through. That's how much.
That's what makes it good. It's the end. Like, I know, you guys are gonna make fun of me.
I will have to watch
during everything. But I cried at the end of Tusk.
I will have to. I might have watched the end.
Okay.
Because he and you haven't.
I have seen it. Yet.
Okay. Because I'll end up spoiling it. But I think I have. It ends at a.
Yeah.
Place. Public place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I have seen
and,
the end.
In the end, and they've got the little quote, and the people leave, and he's and the walrus is like he's got tears coming out of
right,
his eyes.
Yeah.
I cried a little.
Yeah,
I got a little choked up.
I don't know.
I thought it was good, but my favorite part about Kevin Smith movies is I love it when people chew the scenery. I like it when it's just two people just talking for 30 minutes.
And that is what Kevin Smith does.
Yes, and that's what most of that movie was. Like that whole scene when he's in the room with...
The guy.
And
talking stuff.
He's telling him the Ernest Hemingway story. And that's literally almost a half an hour scene.
Yeah.
And I'm just like... You know, I liked it. It was weird. It was parts were cringeworthy, but it was good. And Yoga Hoses was the same way. It definitely Yoga Hoses seemed a little forced, but I think I'd give it like a 5 or 6 stars.
I loved that Johnny Depp was in it.
Yes.
Tusk.
Yeah, in Tusk. Yeah. He's in Yoga Hoses too.
Is he? Wow.
Yeah.
So they must have some kind of a relationship, right?
His daughter and their daughters have been best friends since kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So they're not like BFFs or anything.
Right, but
Johnny,
they're friends.
They're friendly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like if we hang out now, our parents are going to be like, oh, yeah.
I mean, if Johnny Depp wants someone else to beat, he could just.
So Yoga Hoses comes out on September 2nd.
Too soon.
If you're a Kevin Smith fan.
What?
You didn't hear about that? He like beat his girlfriend or like supposedly.
Did it?
Physical assault. I thought so. No?
Yeah, if you're a Kevin Smith fan, I would go see Yoga Hoses. It comes out on September 2nd.
Now, that's supposed to be like PG-13,
tomorrow.
Right?
It is. There's lots of... It's Kevin Smith. So
in
there's lots of dirty humor.
Yeah.
He it was a tight PG-13. It could have been an R. There was parts... A couple more cuss words, and it would have been an R.
Not really.
It was good, though. I enjoyed it. It was lots of fun. Kevin Conroy makes an appearance.
Oh, really?
Stan Lee makes an appearance.
Really?
Yeah. Lots of his... Jason Mewes is in it, obviously, for a little bit. So it's definitely fun. Then the other thing I did is on my work trip...
Let's kill these Bratzies lunchbox.
I went to a Wahlburgers.
A Wahlburgers?
Right.
Wahlburgers.
Donnie?
Yes.
Wahlburgers.
Donnie and Mark.
And Mark and Mike. I think the older brother's name.
It was a glorified Five Guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything special, but that's the food, and I went and got Greek food and stuff.
Did you
like
at
that.
Least see Mark Wahlberg?
I didn't. I saw tons of pictures. His picture plastered all over the whole restaurant.
Well, about
like,
it.
Wall, like fucking wallpaper.
Yeah. Dude, they're like, none of them are in there. It's just like Miami Ink or any place like that. They're
well,
in there for the show.
He visited it a couple times, I guess.
Well, not Mark. I'm talking about the actual
Donnie. The actual
no,
Wahlbergers.
Donnie's the younger one.
What's that?
This isn't like the original.
Oh.
Because now they're opening chains.
Oh,
right. Okay. No, I know. Where is the original? I thought it...
Philadelphia or
Detroit,
New Jersey, something like that.
Okay. But anyways...
Philadelphia,
even at the original, I don't think he's there all the time.
Probably not anymore.
Like
now
he
it's not,
he's not there
with the show.
They opened this one. Because Mark went to and did the Transformers movie, and he fell in love with Detroit, so that's why they opened this one. But like comic book men, they're in
the
slot.
By the way, which
Mike
was horrible.
What?
The Mark Wahlberg one.
I liked it.
I thought it was...
We've had this discussion.
Let's not get into it.
Hey guys, guess what?
What?
What? Food, glorious food.
Hey!
So after that beautiful song, Leviticus, we're talking about tacos today, right?
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why you're here.
See?
Yeah.
So, otherwise, I got a baby at home I gotta go eat.
You being a quarter Hispanic.
Yeah, quarter that does not speak any Spanish.
Muy pequeño. Would you like to give us the history of the taco?
I kind of went on the most accurate website I could find, which would be Wikipedia.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most...
I mean...
Tacopedia.
Yeah.
Tacopedia.
Yeah, pretty much Tacopedia.
Put the Tacopedia in my mouth.
So there's a short
put
thing
it in my
here,
mouth,
on, and I'm going to get straight to it and through it like a taco.
I'm...
The taco predates the arrival of Europeans in Mexico. There is an anthropological evidence that the indigenous people living in the lake region of the Valley of Mexico traditionally ate tacos filled with small fish. So originally it started out with the fish taco.
So they would make little tortillas and then they put the little fishes in there, little bitch fishes.
Yep. They're not shrimp. If it was a shrimp taco.
Writing at the time of the Spanish conquistadors, Bernal Diaz del Castillo documented the first taco feast enjoyed by Europeans, a meal which Hernan Cortes arranged for his captains in Coyacan. I don't know if I'm saying
that. So what year was that in?
This does not say.
If it was Cortes, it was attacked
in
South America.
It was during the year, you know, of course... conquistadors and all that, so like I don't know.
So, I would love to hear that portion of Mexico, the small lake town and the valley.
I think it's probably predates Columbus.
Germany or whatever.
Mexico,
Valley, Mexico.
Yeah, it's in Germany.
The
yeah,
valley
this
of
is
Mexico.
Yeah, this isn't doesn't take place in Mexico at all. It's all in Germany.
Did they say like what kind of toppings they ate with the fish? And
it
the
does not. It does say. The theory that the culinary word taco derives from its non-culinary usage in the continental Spanish as opposed to indigenous etymological theories.
These are a lot of big words for Wikipedia.
It is. It is not clear.
Anthropologists came in and started talking about tacos.
Tacos taste good. That's what I was expecting.
It is not clear why the Spanish would have used a word in their own language to describe this indigenous food.
They do have their own word or no?
They don't.
No.
I think that's what it said. So the Spaniards are like, what is this feast?
Yeah, the Europeans pretty much came up with the word.
Do Hispanics call them tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think we got it from how do you think we got tacos? The word tacos.
Gotcha.
Made it.
So, being an official taco expert, Leviticus.
I mean, he read the Wikipedia page.
Yes,
so yeah.
Right?
He's an expert now.
Totally an expert.
In your opinion, what makes a taco? Like, sometimes we talk about like a certain food, it has to meet certain criteria. So what criteria does a food have to hit to be a taco?
So, okay, there's two types of meat that I like in my taco.
Man meat?
Okay. Bacon, butter, beef. Okay, sorry.
So, ground beef, of course.
Okay.
You know.
So it needs to have a meat. We're just talking about criteria it needs to have to be a taco. So does it need to have a protein? I'm not talking about, like, what kind of tacos you like. Like, what criteria does it need to have to be a taco?
So it has to have some kind of a protein, okay?
Okay.
So, it has to have, lettuce, cheese, guacamole, sour cream.
Now you're talking about American tacos.
Yeah,
No, that's not American tacos. That's my tacos.
Okay. We're not talking about your tacos.
Oh, I thought this was
not your favorite kind of tacos.
A taco is composed of a flat tortilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Protein of meat or like a beef or chicken.
That's what I was
or
saying.
Fish.
Okay.
And then cheese. It has to have those things.
Okay.
And then a
vegetable.
And
it has to have lettuce, sour cream. it has to have pico de gallo.
Jalapenos.
Because
a traditional like taco, if you go to like Mexican or like a street taco, it's usually just a protein, and then it'll have like maybe like a corn tortilla. Typically,
lettuce.
Corn tortillas. No, and then it's like queso fresco,
right?
And then maybe like some cilantro or lime juice. That's it. They're really simple.
Traditional
tacos are really really simple.
Where have you gotten this traditional?
Yeah, he's been to the motherland.
I have.
At actual, like, Mexican restaurants.
Where at?
Mexican restaurants.
Are we on the east half of the states?
If you go to, like...
Michigan?
Yeah, because that's what I want to
Michigan knows
if
that
you're
this
totally
taco.
Based this off of Michigan, you
if you're watching any food channels like Rick Bayless and those guys who have like typical like traditional Mexican restaurants, it's always they're very simple. They're not Americanized. They don't have all the junk.
No, I want to say
but
they should be traditional Mexican.
Who says that that's Americanized? Because, you know, for one, my grandfather grew up in Mexico. So don't tell me what Americanized
and
is.
And then he moved to San Diego.
He moved to California.
California.
LA.
And then they were having
ooh.
The California
but
tacos.
No, so where do you think he got all this?
He grew up.
In California.
In the homeland. Eating tacos.
No. See, tacos were made like they God came down and placed tacos on this earth.
Jesus Mito.
Yeah, Jesus. He placed tacos on this land with sour cream, guac,
okay.
lettuce, cheese, pico.
That's just how they've always been.
Oh yeah.
The Virgin Mary came down and she touched the land and everywhere she stepped was sour cream. The ingredients to make the perfect taco.
You really think that they've been Americanized?
Yes, I totally think tacos have been Americanized. I think it's just like Chinese food. Chinese food you get over in China is nothing like the Chinese food you get here. And I've talked to people who've gone
but
to
I
Mexico
also think...
and have had like street tacos, and they're nothing like what we make them out to be.
Well, because they're poor.
He's just being real, folks.
let's just get straight to it. They're just poor Mexicans. Trump needs to build a wall.
Because here's the thing. Okay.
I meant to type in traditional tacos, and I typed in traditional Mexicans.
So like
racist. So because think about it, okay? So these
Edward James Olmos. How'd you get on this list?
So like. My grandfather and his family and all other Mexican families that came from Mexico, if anything, they're the ones who started
abuelo?
The guacamole and the sour cream and the lettuce and the cheese and the pico.
See, when I think traditional Mexican, I think it's some small Mexican grandmother making them.
Right.
In her little
and what do you picture
by
on those tacos?
Little Mexican lady.
The little Mexican lady is in
the
taco.
And then, you know, if I'm feeling like a kid's meal, I have the baby back tacos.
Okay. So, a traditional... This is a food blogger who is Hispanic and is originally from Mexico.
Prove it.
And moved over to the States. Okay?
I want to see some ID here,
she said,
sir.
Traditional tacos...
Where's his green card?
Traditional tacos in Mexico, like street tacos, are always soft tacos.
Okay.
The tortillas are always corn.
Okay.
Right.
There is never... lettuce, tomato, or shredded cheese.
It is not a taco. Well,
rarely they may be, or maybe sour cream available at a taqueria.
Here's the thing.
But there's usually isn't cheese at all. Okay. If there was cheese, it would be called something different, like queso fresco. The meat is what makes the taco, and it's never hamburger. You have dozens of meats to choose from.
Like goat.
Carne.
Probably
and goat.
Carnitas and stuff like that. Al pastor. Mm-hmm. Common toppings include cilantro and finely diced white onions. Not everyone adds this. It's up to the customer.
Yeah,
so
me, the customer, wants lettuce, cheese, guacamole, sour cream.
You are offered unlimited slices of French fresh limes also.
Unlimited? Shoot,
yes.
I get like a bucket. One
unlimited?
Taco and a bucket
so
of limes, please.
Anything with the lettuce and the processed cheese, that's Americanized tacos. Which there's nothing wrong with it. But that's not like a tradition. That's not what the food originally is. And have you ever had just like a plain taco with corn tortilla, nice grilled meat, and some like nice
when
onion
I,
and stuff?
Yes,
so
you can get
good.
That at Taco Bell.
Yeah. I don't care about any of that crap. It's my damn carne asada, lettuce, cheese, sour cream, guacamole, pico de gallo, and hot sauce.
Sounds good to me.
So that's your favorite kind of taco?
Yeah.
So there's definitely all different kinds you can get, right? So a lot of times they do the build your own tacos and stuff. But you go to different places, they're going to be different things. Taco Bell generally is tomato.
You know what was Americanized? Freaking taquitos. Worst
taquitos?
Thing that was ever
taquitos?
Made.
I love taquitos.
Yeah,
they're so basic, but they're
so
good.
Freaking
I could eat like so many taquitos.
So... Okay, so you guys know my favorite. Now, hard or soft, I think that just depends on the type of day I'm having.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that one. Some days I feel like sometimes a supreme hard shell. Yeah. So good.
Depends on if I'm feeling hard or if I'm feeling soft.
If feel a little limpy.
If we do taco night at home, usually I'll do like hard, soft, hard, something like that. It's usually the way I go.
That sounds like a strain.
I would be so
Leviosa.
Leviosa.
So Tom, do you prefer hard or soft? You don't really care.
I like soft shell if I have a choice, but
but
I'll eat
like
either one.
Soft shell? Do you like
soft shell?
Flour tortilla?
Like soft shell turtles. Corn.
Corn, I'm a corny guy too. How about you?
Flour.
You like flour?
Like, well, I guess with soft shell I go with
flour. For being the Mexican in the room, you love those Americanized tacos.
Well, I like corn too. I can go either way. By the way, I'm a quarter of a Mexican. I know no Spanish other than hola, puñeta, and donde está la casa de bebé.
Where in the house of the baby?
Tom, what's your favorite toppings to put on a taco?
I like cheese.
Lettuce.
No, I don't actually like the vegetable. Pico, I will eat pico, sour cream.
Okay.
Fresh, not fresh, pickled jalapenos, definitely. Ooh.
Nice.
Salsa.
Thank you.
Hotter, medium salsa.
Oh, red salsa.
Yeah.
What about hot sauce?
Refried beans.
Oh, hot sauce?
Wow. You like to pile that stuff on there.
Yeah,
you like a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty simple.
Borderline burrito that doesn't wrap up.
I like meat on it, maybe some cheese. And maybe some lettuce, maybe sometimes. But I'm pretty straightforward.
Oh,
I like to taste that good meat. And
I've got
tortilla.
To, like, I look forward to destroying my stomach.
Really?
And you're
cold. And I'll put hot sauce on.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm at home and we have taco night, usually I'll go straight up
American.
There's a lot of grease from the meat.
Oh,
you got
so
the
greasy.
Grease from the sour cream. You got the grease from the guacamole. You got that frog on the window.
So,
you got that,
throw him in the mix.
So looking...
deep fried frog leg taco.
Looking at, like, restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So American
none
restaurants.
None of them here.
Like, no,
so I like.
Don't get me started.
So what's your favorite like taco place at like restaurant to go get a taco? I guess.
Well, if I'm in a hurry, obviously like I go to Taco Bell. But if I want to sit down,
a good Mexican restaurant. Tijuana Flats doesn't have bad tacos.
Yeah,
they're not bad. No, their steak is not the greatest in
not.
The world.
Yeah. They're kind of cheap there too, so like. I never really expected that.
And I'm usually okay with cheap steak, but I mean it's not worse than Taco Bell their steak because I'm not really satisfied with their steak either. But you know it's worse than Moe's.
Yeah, I don't like Moe's at all. Really,
I like Moe's. Yeah,
I'm not a Moe's fan.
The only
welcome to Moe's.
The only place that I will that is my favorite that. Reminds me of home and, you know, more, okay, I know it might be Americanized, but more authentic Mexican food is, which I don't think either of you guys have been there yet, is San Diego Tacos.
Nope.
Yeah, in Sarasota.
In Sarasota.
I haven't been there yet either.
Because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
They load them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We had a taco shop in Northport where Bien Benos is now. And when they originally opened, and they were just a taquilla,
they were okay.
They were really good, but then they sold
there.
A different company, and then they tried to make it more like a Mexican restaurant. But when they just were trying to do like traditional tacos, and they had like six different meats, and you could choose flour or corn, like that's when it was better.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, there really isn't a whole lot of choices to get just tacos at places. I mean, you got the fast casual places.
I would. Here's the thing: is I would much rather make my own, than go somewhere here.
Mm-hmm.
And other than San Diego Tacos, but it's all the way in Sarasota, so I can't really drive over there. So I'd much rather sit at home, make my own, whether that's ground beef or take the time and actually make my own carne asada.
Yeah, you make good carne asada too. Your carne asada is pretty awesome.
Thinking about making it this weekend for Labor Day.
Oh, nice. I like, if we're doing taco night at home, we'll just usually do ground beef.
Ground beef,
And I like just getting the
it's easier,
the, like, old El Paso mix and just putting that in there. That's usually pretty good. What we used to do when my mom used to do when we were kids is she would get taco shells and she would deep fry the taco shells. So she would like get put like a bunch of grease in a pan and then she would take the taco shell, take like tongs and push it down and make it fry in a V. So you'd have deep fried taco shells.
That's interesting.
And we did that a lot and those were super good.
So another thing that I'm glad was Americanized and I think is a great idea is taco bowls.
Yeah,
for sure.
Taco bowls.
Did you guys see the meme Donald Trump put on Facebook?
No.
Yeah, for like Cinco de Mayo, he was like celebrating Cinco de Mayo with the best with the best Mexican food around at Trump Plaza or something like that. And it was a taco salad and a taco bowl. It was pretty awful.
That's funny.
We say Trump.
Orle.
Half taco bowl, half foot in his mouth.
Taco salads are pretty amazing, too.
One thing I like to do at work every once in a while, they'll do, like, you know, like a crock pot full of taco meat, and then, you know, get some cheese, like nacho cheese, that's dirt going.
It's not your cheese?
It's not my cheese. I eat it anyway. Don't tell them.
Nacho cheese.
Don't tell them. So they also get, like, the Tostitos scoops. So I like to make what I call taco shots. Where you take the scoops, put a little bit of the ground beef at the bottom, some cheese on top, dollop of whipped cream or sour cream, jalapeno, bam.
You're a genius, Mr. Two Stars.
Taco shots.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Go all day, every day on taco shots.
You change it up, maybe some salsa, sour cream. Taco shots now. That sounds pretty awesome.
We need to have another man meat night.
I like taking leftovers from taco night at home. And just doing like nachos the next day and turn all the leftovers into nachos.
That's good.
That's a good idea,
which is pretty awesome as well.
Yeah. Nachos is another amazing thing that has been made, we've talked about nachos before.
We have, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your, what's the best taco you've ever had, you think, Leviticus?
Well, I mean, back home we had, I swear by this place, and I miss it so much. I, like, have dreams of it, and I wake up sweating just thinking of it. It's
I wish I was there.
Back home in San Diego, right?
No.
California somewhere.
Palm Springs. Yeah.
Somewhere in
California. So, it's called Santana's, and they had
Carlos Santana there?
No.
Playing in the background?
I wish. They had the best shredded beef tacos.
Higher tacos.
So what, do they like slow cook the beef, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they slow cooked it, but it just, the flavor, they know how to season it back home. Back here, it's like...
Quick cook.
Yeah, just like nobody seasons it. You know, like I said, the best I've had is... Saying you're tacos.
Like, which is pretty much your right. Like, they just cook the meat, throw a seasoning on top. They don't really actually season it.
No, like, back home, they take the time and seasoning it. You know.
It take a week, but we season it.
So, Santana's would be the best taco
you've ever had. Yeah. Like, if my mom was listening, I would say my mom's, but she's not listening, so.
Dang it, Leviticus, mom. Mometicus.
Mom.
How about you, Tommy Two Stars? Best taco you've ever had?
I don't know. I'm never picking. I like eating Leviticus's taco.
Tacos he hand makes himself for you.
Oh yeah,
specialty taco.
Taco Tommy.
You can't place just like one.
Taco Two Stars days.
Taco Tom Two Star days. Taco Tuesdays in Leviticus's house. Leviticus. So, you can't place like one taco experience that's like ranks above others.
Blue Taco is pretty good. When we went there that one time when it was all of us, family, with the Blue Taco, right?
Oh, Blue Tequila.
Blue Tequila.
Yeah. Yeah. You had tacos there.
I think I had.
An Americanized empanadas name, by the way.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, you've brought Americanized into this conversation, so it's like, I keep on thinking of things that are Americanized, like your beard.
A lot of stuff, because Americans are
in the American wilderness.
We're going to build a wall
around my beard? Are we keeping my beard out of America?
No, we need to keep
so
it.
So you like tacos at Blue Tequila, huh?
I think, what did I have? I think I had like empanadas and stuff.
They were okay. I didn't mind them.
Yeah. But yeah. I like that kind of thing where, you know, they put everything on one plate. You can kind of...
That's more restaurant-y.
Yeah.
Okay. Like back home, Santana's, that's more fast food. There's, mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting because like whenever I would go to a Mexican restaurant, I would always think it was like I would ask for a burrito. Like, I want a burrito. But I wanted a burrito that I can hold in my hand, not a burrito on a plate with sauce on it.
Everything soaked in it.
Yeah, so like I would always get confused when I was younger with that. I'm like, this isn't a burrito. Like, I want to, what am I supposed to eat it with?
And then put a side plate with one tamal on there.
One tamal.
Maybe some tamales.
back when I was cook in Michigan.
Oh, we cook.
We had a Spanish cook. He's from Mexico. He just moved over.
He's not from Spain?
Oh, fuck you. Don't you talk to stop! He was straight.
Warning, strong language.
He just moved over. He got his visa and he was able to work and everything. But he spoke like no English at all.
Oh my gosh, I got a story after this.
I'd be for his name was Sal, and I'd be
Sal friendly. Goodman.
No, I don't remember his last name. His full name was Salvatore, and we called him Sal. And he, I befriended him. He was an older man, probably 50, 60, and we helped him out and everything. And so me and my friend helped him move into his apartment and got him furniture. And so he invited us over his house.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the grocery store and he picked out all the stuff he needed and he made us carne asada tacos. Mm. And he made fresh homemade like corn tortillas.
Oh, wow.
And then he made the fresh carne asada. Like, it was like a 5 or 6 hour process. But they were the best tacos I've ever had. Sal moved away shortly after that, and I've never seen or heard from him since. He's probably like a famous chef.
Let's hope so, and hope we didn't get deported.
Well, he moved back to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's your story time with you, sir?
So, a friend of mine, his parents own a restaurant up in Northport, well, technically towards Inglewood, and it's like a hodgepodge restaurant. They serve a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but they actually have like a Greek section in their menu, but... Like, their head chef for the longest time was this kid who was named Omar, who was literally the same type of situation, just straight from Mexico, spoke very little English. But I always thought it was funny, you have this 20-year-old kid, doesn't speak English, Mexican, cooking Greek food.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. What is the name of the restaurant?
Lakeview.
Oh, okay. It's in Northport?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of it.
It's on 776.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
It's called Lakeview.
Yes. And they just hodgepodge kind
of
stuff?
It's a hodgepodge. They serve a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They used to, on Fridays, serve all-you-could-eat fish.
Nice.
Tuesdays, all-you-could-eat clams.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Like we used to go there all the time.
So,
shout out to Lakeview.
That's even a question.
And another thing I wanted to talk about is I know we were kind of dissing Taco Bell a little bit, but we all love... I love Taco Bell. I mean, it's good junk food.
Yeah.
Right? What is the most tacos, like Taco Bell tacos or any tacos that you've eaten in one setting?
When I was younger, I could probably do 4. I used to get 4 everywhere I would go. 4 at a time.
I've only tried eating like maybe 6.
That was probably
But I'm pretty sure I could do a whole taco box, which is what, 12?
I've done a whole taco box before. I've done 12. And this was recently.
Oh, like,
this is probably,
like earlier today?
This is probably maybe in the last year.
Are you going to whip me with your belt?
I was...
He's taking his belt off. He's going to whip us.
I was super hungry, and I think I was a little depressed. I don't know where the family was.
Love
and I just went
states.
To Taco Bell, and I got a whole
Love
taco
hurts.
Box and came home and just threw those bitches in my mouth.
Just started tearing up
in
the tacos.
It was pretty amazing.
When you get the one that's like the Doritos ones, so it's
the
half
Dorito
cool
ones
ranch,
are amazing.
And it's like 10, those ones are good.
Have you ever had the Dorito tacos lately?
Yes,
Vegas?
I have, and they're actually
pretty good.
They are pretty good.
I like the Cool Ranch more than I like the Doritos.
I like the nacho cheese one. That's one I like. Well, did you get the spicy one? The fiery
spicy nacho?
No.
Fiery nacho? That one's pretty good
so
too.
So whose cheese did you use?
For what?
You said it was you like the nacho.
It was nacho cheese. It was their cheese. It was nacho cheese.
You know what would be good?
It was mommy's cheese.
That joke was Gouda.
It was Hermione's cheese.
Dubby.
I love that nacho cheese from Taco Bell. I could just fucking swim in that stuff.
This is a really, like, we want to put it like a disclaimer.
I'm getting passionate about tacos, I'm sorry. I could cannonball into the nacho cheese.
A big pool of nacho
cheese. Taco Bell, if I became a millionaire, I would just pay Taco Bell to, like,
just fill up a pool with cheese.
Pool with that cheese, man.
Yeah, but you can't do that in Florida because there'd be bugs in it.
Drink it. Oh, yeah. It'd be, like, in my house.
Yeah, this is a special nacho cheese room for the jacuzzi. Nacho cheese jacuzzi.
I think we should make that happen.
Nacho cheese jacuzzi.
We'll just get a tub, like a kiddie pool or a doggy pool, and just fill it full of nacho cheese, and you can just swim in it.
Okay, I want to be in my pool. Next to it's gonna be Jell-O pudding.
Jell-O pudding.
but chocolate pudding.
That's all I got for tacos, gentlemen.
I
think we kind of all talked about favorite memories, and always talk about memories, but we shared a bunch of taco memories already.
Tacos rule.
I think that's all I've got to say about tacos.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Geek news.
You didn't let me guess.
Oh.
All right, hit me. What do we got?
My computer keeps crashing, so I'm having some issues here.
El computador es
crashing.
Como se dice crashing? I don't know.
Tom Holland. Shared a badass Spider-Man Homecoming photo.
You mean a BA picture?
Yes, a BA. Well, I've already gone there. I've already dropped the F-bomb a couple times, so. Same badass now. There's no coming back after you drop the F-bomb.
Right.
That's true.
Did you see the picture? It's like a dark alley. Spider-Man standing on top of, like...
Yeah.
But he's, like, holding his mask, which almost makes you think it's, like, that storyline where he gives up on being Spider-Man, which they always try to do in the movies.
Yes. It looks like they piled up a bunch of dumpsters, and he just...
He's so small. He's not high enough.
Like, doesn't every character want to give up? Like, they always try to do that with every movie.
But, like, almost, like, they always focus on Spider-Man. Like, I don't want to be Spider-Man.
And all the movies, they did that.
Yeah, every
I'm hoping for a different type Spider-Man movie.
I want to see Iron Spider.
Have we talked about... I think we did talk about Zendaya getting cast as
We talked about Zendaya being cast back in the day, but we didn't know who. Now it's official.
That it's Mary
She's Mary Jane Watson.
How do you guys feel about that?
Man, I don't give a poop if she's not white. As long as Peter's white.
Peter needs to be white, for sure. That sounds a little racist.
Peter's white, Miles Morales is a little Hispanic boy. That's it.
If we had Miles Morales.
I think it'd be
cool. I'd be cool with that. But there's certain characters you can't change. It'd be like making Black Panther white.
Yeah, exactly. That would be terrible.
Oh, no.
It would be terrible. I would be mad if they made Black Panther white. I'd be pissed, man. How do you feel about it, Tom? Leviticus.
I give zero web shoots.
Yeah,
he cares zero web shoots.
What if she doesn't have red hair? Will that bug you at all?
I give zeros.
Zeros.
She's got to at least have like a red streak or something. Something red.
She got to have something red for sure.
Oh, I'll see something red.
Pretty solid that Michael Keaton is Vulture as well.
Okay.
Donald Glover is in it.
I love Michael Keaton.
Donald Glover.
I think he will do awesome as Vulture.
I agree. I think so too.
Oh, what is happening here? He really likes Michael Keaton as Vulture.
You guys are like Family Guy?
Yep.
We're talking about PETA.
PETA.
Did you ever watch it after Brian the dog died?
Yeah.
Vinny is coming back. He's going to appear in the season 15 premiere.
For a second, like, pause real quick. I thought you were like tying in Peter to Spider-Man. For some reason. Where's he going with this? Okay, so next geek news.
Next geek news. Vinny the dog dog is coming back to Family Guy.
My goodness, are those your gym shorts? It must be my birthday. They're mighty smelly.
Oh my gosh. Can you believe that Family Guy is going into season 15, though?
15?
Can you believe that South Park is on its 28th season?
That's crazy.
I think it's that or something like that.
Can you believe The Simpsons is almost 30 years old? 26?
I think Simpsons is 30. No, not quite.
Technically, 1990 is when they got their own series.
And I think South Park was like 94 or something like
that. I still to this day cannot put on South Park and not sit and watch the whole episode.
Yeah.
South Park is great, man.
I just can't.
South Park is really good.
It hooks you. They really do.
At first, like, I don't know if I want to watch
that. Oh my gosh. I don't watch it regularly.
Yeah.
But the latest one that I really like, I forget what it was. But somehow, I think it was Cartman. Cartman figured out that you can actually poop through your mouth.
Oh, that was
that.
Did you
see that
one?
It was an old one.
That's the old one.
Oh, dude, I thought
it was like
funny.
The coolest thing. It's like, I can do it.
He's like, no, you can't. No, you can't. And then they like come to find out that the toilets were actually made the way that they were made because back in like our founding fathers would poop through their mouth. And what's funny is it's not like throw up. It's like
it's a solid poop. Just like,
so gross, man.
It's so funny.
I love the brown note episode. That's a good one too.
I don't think I've seen
that. Where Cartman's trying to find the brown note.
Oh.
And then eventually, like at the very end of the episode, he like plays it like over some like international news station, so the entire world craps its pants.
I just watched one last night where Cartman makes up a cow with a red afro and like red dots on it, and so like all the religions come together and they don't fight anymore because of this cow, and come to find out
the cow?
Yeah, they all start worshiping the cow, so they all come together and like they're friends. There's no more fighting in the Middle East or anything like that, and then so. Kyle finds out that Cartman told a lie, so to sacrifice himself to keep the lie secret because he wants to keep peace in the world, so he pretty much somehow comes to this agreement with Cartman that he would eat his farts for like the rest of his life. So
Kyle's gonna eat Cartman's farts?
Yeah, so like he goes in the middle of the school gym or something like that and says, I love Cartman's farts. I want to eat them and fill my buddy up. So, like, the whole episode is Kyle just ends up laying on the floor and Cartman just farts and puts it in his mouth.
Such a weird show, man.
It is. But it's like, it gets you, man. Yeah. It gets you.
It does, for sure.
It gets you. You got me.
What is that?
Oh, that's the two Canadian guys.
I'm singing the theme song.
Oh,
you're
not even close. The first time I was like, going on down south, not going on, leave our walls behind. You're just like, burn.
I was thinking,
My name is Eric Cartman.
I was first going with King of the Hill. I'm like, oh, that sounds like King of the Hill, maybe. And then I was thinking, what are the two Canadians?
Terrence and Phillip.
Terrence and Phillip.
Eric Kyle Cartman going to South Park on a plane of games. Going to South Park and is there. Gonna put farts in her mouth.
Did you see the documentary?
Poor little kitty. He's trying to eat his food. The kitty has a dildo and he cannot eat his food.
Is that what it says?
There's like episodes where it's like, it's eating just like cheesy poops. The cat's like, meow. It's like, that kitty didn't match cheesy poops. Meow. Kitty's being a dildo. And I'm making this up. That's like one of like the first and second season.
Have you guys seen the documentary on that show?
No.
About like how they made it and how it's animated. And how,
I think so.
Dude, they like came out. They come out with episodes the next day.
Oh yeah, for like the first few seasons.
To cover anything like news related that's supposed to be funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The movie's pretty
and
good.
And for like the first few seasons too, they had to hand cut all the pieces.
Oh yeah, that
paper.
Was the first. Yeah,
before they started doing
CG. Oh yeah, it was all paper. That's why the animations are the way they've made them now. Like, they kept it the look,
yeah.
But they were paper. That's how they did it.
Hey, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. You ever need to make me up? Stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh! Suck on my chocolate salted balls.
Put them in your mouth and
suck them.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Who's your favorite character from South Park?
Oh, man. I mean, it's got to be Cartman. Like, that's almost everybody's is Cartman. Because
he's just so out there now. Like,
oh,
crazy.
Yeah. He's always involved in changing something. Like, oh, what was it? There was another episode I was watching. Because with having a baby, sometimes I have to be up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So, South Park's on, so I'll watch it. But it was, the parents were, there's this company that let you hire people, and the parents pretended like this was the future self of like Kyle or like any of the kids,
okay,
to try to keep them from doing drugs.
Okay.
So
they tried
to make the kids believe like somehow their future self came back from,
and their lives are ruined.
Yeah, and it's like their lives are ruined. They're like crappy and everything like that. So they're like, Kyle finds out, and he's like trying to figure out a way to get back to his parents. Like, pisses me off. So Cartman has this company that he makes to get back at like your parents, like how to piss them off. So he like, it's like this travel agency. He pulls out these pamphlets and everything like that, and he's like, "Okay, guys, we can take this small piece of poo and smear it all over the walls. We got different colors of poo: green poo, brown poo, yellow poo."
And, like, catalogs of like,
yeah, catalogs
tricks
of poo. Yeah, different tricks. And so he's trying to make his family realize. And the way he does it is he comes out and says, "I know you guys are lying." Well, that doesn't work. But what's the other? There's another character, blonde haired
Butters.
Butters, yeah. So Butters is involved too. Well,
Butters always screws everything.
Butters decides to go with the poo smearing. So Cartman hires these Mexicans. They come in and they start smearing poo all over the walls. Will comes to find out that Butters' family realizes they've done something wrong, but Kyle's doesn't, and Kyle's the one who like comes out. I don't know. It's just a funny episode. Sorry, I've like
ran. That's okay.
There's so many like odd episodes, but they're so funny. My favorite characters are Timmy and Jimmy.
Yeah,
Timmy and Jimmy. Hey guys, what's that?
All right, back to our regular scheduled program.
News.
After our 20 minutes, going with South Park, gonna go back to geek news.
Really geeky everywhere. Man, I got to listen to this podcast.
Did you see the picture, live action pictures of Cogsworth and the candlestick guy?
Lumiere,
did you see those?
I saw.
Heck
for
no.
The live action Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I'm
so
excited. So
live action Beauty and the Beast is going to have Hermione Granger as Belle.
She's going to be Belle?
She's gonna
yeah,
be Belle.
I think it's going to be awesome, but
Emma Watson.
It's going to be hard to think of her now.
In the middle of the movie. Don't be!
Inside joke. Sorry, guys. So,
where did Lumiere go?
So, did you see this picture? It's pretty creepy.
Is it a picture or is that, it's just a video
CGI
show?
It's actually a still. I don't know what the video
is. That
is
a very creepy clock.
Very like scary. I think that's the way they should go. I think it should go horror type.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, because so
she's
cursed them. They're going real. They're going live action.
Realistic.
So
looking.
It's like. I think that would be.
It would make sense.
She did curse them.
The old lady cursed.
Oh,
the
right.
Prince
the old lady.
And everybody in the household. So
everybody
they should all look creepy looking.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. It should be creepy and scary for sure. Did you guys hear casting news? It seems like there's like 7,000 people casted for Spider-Man Homecoming.
I was about to say Beauty and the Beast.
More Spider-Man Homecoming.
Stay on track here. Hermione
we're
Granger.
We're done with Beauty and the Beast. John Favreau,
okay.
Reprising his role as
Happy Hogan?
Happy Hogan.
What? That's pretty cool.
So it kind of makes sense.
So it ties back in somehow.
Kind of do like a liaison a little bit.
That's cool.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He was only in like the first one, I think.
He was in the first and second.
First and second, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, because I know he got his butt whipped by Black Widow.
Yeah, when I don't think he was in the third.
I don't think so. Because he didn't direct the third. No. He only directed the first and second.
John Favreau was pretty great.
You're talking about the movies, right?
Yeah, Iron Man 1 and 2.
Iron Man 1
Iron Man, 2? Yeah, he directed Iron Man. Right, and he played Happy Hogan. He played Happy Hogan in
the movies. You don't know who we're talking about?
I thought I did. I've lost it. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he was in the third one because he got blown up by the extremist guys. And he was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
He was all upset because they almost killed Happy, and so that's
what started. Third one was awful, though.
I liked the third one, but you're right, it was just kind of, like, odd.
It was pretty
bad. It was on TV.
Because I'm, like, waiting for it. It's like, I want to see the Hulkbuster suit. It's in there somewhere. And then they never showed it.
What the Did you guys watch Stranger Things? On Netflix?
I have watched it.
I feel like everybody but me has watched it, so I gotta watch it.
And,
yes, I love it.
It's official season two is filming.
I don't think it's going to be a continuation.
I think it's going to be a whole spin-off.
The kids are going to be in it and everything.
Oh, really?
They already announced the kids. I didn't see that.
I just saw the fact that it is coming out with the new season and the titles for each episode.
Oh, really? You saw that?
Yeah, they have the titles for each episode. But originally, I didn't know that. So originally, I was thinking that they... Because I don't mind that if they did that. I thought that would be awesome. I mean, I love the story, but like if the you know it was a show to where it's just like almost like a
Fear Twilight of Walking Zone Dead in thing. A way.
It was very good. It was great. If you have not seen Stranger Things, you need to watch that because you're missing out.
Oh, it's so
you need
good.
To watch it, Tommy.
Right, it just brought it. Back so many memories of like sitting down. Watching E.T.
Like Goonies.
Yep, E.T., Goonies. Yep.
Shows, movies, yeah. More geek news. Kind of just a video. Did you guys see the video with Thor and Daryl?
No,
kind
of like, I've been trying to find it today.
We can watch that when we're done. If you look it up on YouTube or go to Marvel, it kind of it's a four-minute funny video that shows you what Thor and Bruce Banner were up to during Civil War. It has a very office-y type feel that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
So if you why do you think video, they're coming out with these?
Well, because the Ragnarok's coming out next year, so it's like a little teaser.
Ragnarok's coming up. There's a pretty big break now between movies. So they're trying to keep people's interest up a little bit. Because the next movie's Doctor Strange.
That's this month, isn't it?
Well, Doctor Strange and
I don't know.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, but Spider-Man's not until 2017.
Yeah, that's next year.
Oh, wow.
Really? Doctor Strange is the last movie this year.
I'm pretty sure that's this month. I could be wrong.
Okay, I know it's soon. I know it's like September or October. So check that video out, too. That's a pretty good video that they have online. Go to YouTube and check that out for sure.
For sure.
Did you guys... Oh, this is big news that we didn't talk about. Ben Affleck, this week, released a video on his Facebook page of Deathstroke.
Yeah.
So it's Deathstroke walking... And he's got smoke coming up, and supposedly it's official film footage from Justice League. So what the rumor
Justice
is
League
now,
or his
what
directed.
The rumor is he's going to make a brief appearance in Justice League, and then he's going to be the main villain in the Batman movie.
Okay, yeah.
So
now that's the one he's directing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be awesome because he's an awesome director.
So that's kind of awesome.
If he puts it on like a Fargo type level, it might be pretty good.
Well, I mean, did you see the town?
No.
The town was really good. He directed that. It was an amazing movie.
I myself would not want to see a whole Batman movie with just Deathstroke.
I'd love to see a Batman movie with Spider-Man in it.
No, sorry. But Deathstroke is the villain.
The main villain?
The main villain.
He is a mercenary, so if anything, he's hired by someone else.
Yeah.
So the question is...
I wouldn't want to see him be the only villain. I think that would be weird.
I doubt he's
not traditionally...
One. The way they've done it so far is they haven't done one movie in their DC Cinematic Universe with just one villain.
They haven't. No, you're right. That's about all I have for geek news, I think. Not a whole lot going on. A lot of social media stuff and stuff like that, though. You know what? I finally watched Jessica Jones, though, guys.
Finally.
And...
wasn't a big fan.
Really? I liked it.
After episode 9. Okay. I liked after episode 9.
I think serious hunting down.
Yeah, Kilgrave. I think everything before that, I think it needed more Kilgrave. And I think they were trying way too hard. Like, it just seemed like they were trying so hard to make you fear Kilgrave and make you respect Jessica. And they're trying to do too many things at once. And it just seemed... And they just drug that whole middle part of the story on a little bit too long for me. I really, like, it really picked up at the end. The last four episodes, I really, really dug. I thought they were cool. I liked Kilgrave. I don't like how they killed Kilgrave. I thought that was a poor mistake.
Yeah, I think they should
kill him again.
She just broke his neck.
She broke his neck, just snapped his neck. Right, pulled a cowl out. The Superman, no! And snapped his neck. She didn't scream after it dropped to her knees, though.
No, she was like, yeah. And then she went to jail, and they're like, yeah, you're fine.
Nope, yep, come out now. It was, I don't know.
Oh. It just... So, sorry, this maybe... So, this reminded me that Netflix, or there was a website that I was looking at, released on what's coming to Netflix in September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Luke Cage. September 30th.
Yeah,
oh, that's gonna be awesome.
I'm hoping Luke Cage. I like it better than Jessica Jones. So far, for me, it goes Daredevil season 1, Daredevil season 2, and then maybe Jessica Jones.
And then
that
Stranger
order
Things.
Of what I liked. Well, I'm not talking about.
No, the I know. I'm just saying.
What if Stranger Things was a Marvel show?
That'd be crazy. Mind blown. My problem with Luke Cage so far is
he's black. I knew it.
Oh my God.
You racist pig.
It's going to be along that lines. I think they're trying to push the urban thing too much.
But that's who he is. He's the hero of Harlem, which
he is the hero
very,
of Harlem.
Like...
But it just seems like they're trying way too hard. Like making every...
So what? Luke Cage is supposed to beat up white people? Racist.
Like they're making... They're naming every episode after like a rap song and stuff like that. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I never even look at them titles half the time, so that doesn't affect
me. I think they're just trying really hard, which is good. I think it's cool. I think it's a cool vibe. I get the whole Harlem thing. I hope it's amazing.
I like how Netflix is doing like the gritty side of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I like that too.
Like the movies are, you know, they're very kid friendly and family friendly, but the Netflix shows are darker and more serious.
Yep.
Their tones are much.
They definitely do a good job with it for sure.
Do we have an announcement yet for Daredevil season 3?
It's in March.
Yes,
March.
The 2018.
Yeah.
Long?
That's right. They're being postponed because there's no Daredevil. Because
Defenders.
Season. Yeah.
You've got it's gonna go. It's gonna go Luke Cage, then Iron Fist, then Defenders, then Jessica Jones, then Daredevil.
That's right.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's 2018. So they did announce it though, and they announced Jessica Jones season 2 as well.
That's so depressing.
They also announced a Hulu show. For another Marvel comic, Runaways.
Yes, the Runaways,
The Runaways on Hulu, they announced that.
Yeah,
so,
I don't care for Hulu.
Marvel's doing a lot, though. It's pretty exciting and pretty cool.
Can't wait for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., too.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be pretty good. Yeah, with Ghost Rider coming out. They're definitely leaps and bounds ahead of DC Comics.
I wanted to get into it. I just have not taken the time.
I couldn't get an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. either, for sure.
Well, for a while, it was like every time I tried, I was like, meh. And then
the beginning was great.
A few months ago, I just powered through it, and it got really good. And I started getting addicted to it. Because the first season...
The new
season
of Arrow's coming out, I think.
And then season 3 of Flash is going to be all crazy.
But I still haven't gotten
Well,
because
they're all doing Flashpoint.
Either.
Well, they're going to do Flashpoint into Arrow now, too.
Oh, really? So
they
it affected the Arrow universe.
But Flashpoint isn't going to be all of... It's only going to be like the first 4 episodes of Flash. And then it's going to affect Supergirl, and it's going to affect Arrow, too. They're going to make it...
Supergirl, that's right. They moved
over to Supergirl's
on
CW now.
So now they're all tied together.
Yeah. See, what's sad is I think that those shows are better than the freaking movie. So far.
They are. Like, literally, we talked about this before. Like,
the TV universe
DC
is better than
DC TV universe is awesome.
Yeah.
And Marvel's is pretty good versus Marvel's movie universe is awesome and DC's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, bud.
Keep calm.
Uh-huh. And?
And.
Taco on.
Keep calm.
And off.